Can you provide an overview of what was seen in the four trials in terms of side effects and toxicity, and particularly the cardiac findings?
Well, I think the side effects and toxicity of the chemotherapy are exactly what any of us would have expected. There's really no difference in terms of the chemotherapy side effects than what has been seen in other studies. I think it is important to realize that even the non-anthracycline-containing regimen, that is TCH, did have significant side effects from the standpoint of fatigue, asthenia, neutropenia, and what have you. So all of these regimens are obviously real chemotherapy with the usual side effects that one sees with chemotherapy.
But in terms of side effects, no worse with the trastuzumab?
Essentially no worse with the trastuzumab across these studies.
So kind of what we've seen in metastatic disease.
Exactly. I mean, in the metastatic setting, there has been this suggestion from Dennis Slamon's initial trial that maybe there's a little bit more in the way of some side effects with trastuzumab. There was a little more diarrhea, but really not differences that I think would make any of us question the use of trastuzumab in this setting or alter our treatment approach. The big side effect that, of course, was seen with trastuzumab in all of these studies was cardiac toxicity. And while it was not a terribly frequent finding, and it varied to some extent across the studies, it was still there. And I think what we can tell people, I know what we can tell people, is that across these studies, the risk that a woman will develop congestive heart failure as a result of trastuzumab varied from a little less than 1% to as high as about 4%. It seemed to be somewhat more common in the regimens that used an anthracycline, and particularly an anthracycline followed by a taxane. In the Harris study, where there was a little bit more of a break time-wise between the end of chemotherapy and the initiation of trastuzumab, and where there was no trastuzumab given with chemotherapy, the cardiac toxicity seemed to be a little bit less. And of course, it was also less with the TCH arm. But it's important to recognize that this is, while uncommon, a real risk. And at least at the moment, we don't have wonderful means of identifying which patients are at greater or lesser risk. There is some suggestion from the NSABP data that older women and women who have a borderline ejection fraction may be at greater risk of cardiac toxicity. And I don't think that's terribly surprising. But it also doesn't eliminate the possibility that a younger woman who starts off with a very normal heart could still find herself running into trouble, albeit rarely. There has been some follow-up done, and Edith Perez has presented these data, and it appears that with time, ejection fractions, generally speaking, go up. And looking at women pushing 2 years out, that the number of women who have ejection fractions below 50% is really quite small. On the other hand, many of those women who initially had congestive heart failure may still be getting treatment for that congestive heart failure. And of course, we don't know the long-term implications of all of this. So as excited as we all are about trastuzumab, I think we still have to be careful about the cardiac toxicity.
What about the reversibility of the cardiac toxicity?
Well, in my mind, reversibility means that it all goes away and you never have to worry about it again. And what we know at the moment is that for many women, the symptoms seem to get better and the ejection fraction gets better. But what we don't know is that means that you can stop therapy for congestive heart failure, and we don't know what that will mean for women 5 and 10 years later. I'm certainly not a cardiologist, but my sense of the cardiomyopathy literature is that whenever you start initial therapy, there's improvement both in symptoms and in ejection fraction. And one of the key issues is following people over time. So I think it's going to be important to see what happens to these women who have had cardiac toxicity as we follow them for 3, 5, 8, 10 years. And of course, hopefully it won't be an issue, but we're just going to have to look for it carefully.